This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا فيضاعفه له أضعافا كثيرة والله يقبض ويبسط وإليه ترجعون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify all of us. As you enter, you feel like you have entered into Mecca, someone's house in Mecca. Beautiful smell of bakhur, lovely carpet, lovely air condition, amazing lighting. But when we look at those homes and we tell ourselves, don't worry, I have mine in Jannah. Right? I want to address those who have amazing homes today. To say, my brother, you have your home in the dunya, your carpet is lovely, your aircon is lovely, your bakhur is amazing, your food is lovely, your family members are amazing, those who work for you are amazing. Have you done something beyond your small 70 years that you are going to be on earth here for? If you have really thought of that, by now you would have built a masjid better than your home by yourself. No one's helped. You built your house in the dunya. How dare you as a Muslim not build your house in the akhirah, which is going to be longer by far than any amount of time you have spent on earth. I want Allah to build for me a house in Jannah. Now, it is possible for many of us to put up this whole house on our own without the help of others. Without the help of others. Subhanallah, but it is Allah who chooses the hearts of those whom He wants the money of to be inside His house. There are many people who can afford it, but when you talk to them about sponsoring, for example, something in the transgression of Allah, they will give billions. Because Allah did not cleanse their hearts to accept their money for something clean like this. So when Allah has accepted you, how do you know? Your heart is waiting to spend on something like this. And the beauty is, if you cannot afford the entire amount, you now need to go and look at the mercy of Allah. Allah says, even if you put in one brick, you know, you saw the amounts coming in packets and in drips and drabs, the hundreds and the small amounts we might consider small in figures, but in the eyes of Allah, you think it's small, it is huge. Allah says, for you, I will give you an equivalent house. Malam Abu Bakr minutes ago said, I will give a bigger donation than Al-Hajj Aliko Dangote. He's intelligent because addallu ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. One who encourages others gets the reward equivalent to theirs. So by right, he has given not just that equivalent, but equivalent of all those who have given by his encouragement. Notice I'm doing the same. May Allah grant us goodness. May Allah grant us goodness. And wallahi, it is a good sign. I have attended several fundraisers in my life, more than several. It's the first time I'm witnessing one in Nigeria. And I tell you what, it's for the house of Allah. I am convinced. So far, I've never seen something like this. I'm sitting and talking to my colleague. I said, you know what? These people have taken on the whole of the Middle East. It will be so difficult to squeeze out a little bit from someone somewhere. But here, mashallah, people will know it's my masjid, it's my area, it's my future. Where are we? We are in Nigeria. Probably the most populous country in Africa. Probably the wealthiest country in terms of GDP and whatever else you have in Africa. We are sitting in the federal capital. We are Muslimin here. Our masjid needs to be the best masjid around, not just in this continent, but throughout. Subhanallah, people must know, that is Nigeria. What are you talking about? Masjidun Nur in Abuja. It's impossible to have something minor like this, man. Subhanallah, when we talk of Masjid Nur already, we, as people who come from far away, we have a spot of respect because of the way the masjid has been run, because of the high standards of service to the ummah. I'm sure all the masajid are important across the country and across the globe, but when there is a masjid whose activities are really beaming across in an amazing way, good news to those who are oiling the cogs of that machine that is running the entire masjid. Good news to them. Allah has accepted your wealth. Allah has granted you that. May Allah build for us a house in Jannah. So even if you give one brick, Allah says, you know, for you, I'm not just going to give you a brick in return. I'll build you the whole house for you as well. So for one masjid like this, we will have 100,000 houses in the Akhirah for each one of us who have contributed. So even if you only have 1,000 naira, put your money in. You know, yesterday I was speaking with some of my friends and colleagues and telling them, in the Haram extension, I have a colleague of mine who was studying with me. He took me inside and he showed me a certain spot. And he told me, I want to show you this. You see, from here to there, and we walked this way here to there to here. This was my grandfather's building. Imagine your grandchildren can say, my father put in something here. This is part of our project. It is part of the ummah. It's easy for one of us to say, listen, 3.1 billion, I will give it. But Allah wants all of us to participate in one way or another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Now when you drive past the beautiful areas and you go in the homes, you see those palaces, you need to tell yourself, don't worry, I've prepared mine for Jannatul Firdaus. And if you are living in a beautiful home, ask yourself, have I built my home in the Akhirah? Wallahi, you as an individual need to be good enough to say, I built one here in the dunya, I'm going to build one alone myself with my own money. Fi sabilillahi, it is here, this palace of the Akhirah, and the quality of what is inside is equivalent or better than what I use in my own home, because this is the house of Allah. If I have, for example, an inverter, the inverter in the masjid. And this is why, how do you know Allah has chosen you? When your heart, every time you do something for your own house, your heart is thinking, how can I do this for the house of Allah? You put a generator at your house, you cannot rest until you put a generator in the house of Allah. You put an inverter, you know what I'm talking about, I'm a Zimbabwean, we have the same electricity problems. So whatever you do, the air condition, the fans, the carpet, the painting, every time you do something, you should have it in your heart, when am I going to do this for the house of Allah? I know some people who do it for the house of Allah before they do it for their own homes. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah bless you all. Hani al-lakum. Congratulations to you, all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to use us to serve the deen. I am sure there will be one from amongst us who will come with a donation as follows. He will come to Brother DG and say, do you know what? Gather all the donations, how much you make.